Well, the main thing with harp is what I go through in the main in the lesson is all the technical bits. So all the finger patterns, how to put your hands, how to develop doing finger patterns. So, for example, we don't use little fingers. So thumbs are referred to as one, second finger, third and fourth fingers. So you start with the second finger and how the second finger plays, what the position is on the string, how it closes into the hand properly. And then you add the thumbs, and then you get them working with sort of stepping patterns either just between the two fingers, and then walking up and down the harp with thumb and second finger. When that's fairly secure, you then add in third finger, and then you add in fourth finger. And then once the four fingers are playing fairly comfortably, and I say fairly because it's generally a much longer process over several lessons, most of which are about half an hour and you have about quarter an hour's worth of technique in them. So they're getting a very compacted crash course in it, bless them. And you'd normally make sure sort of one hand's fine and then the other hand's fine and then hands together, which we don't quite have the same luxury to do in today's lesson because it's only an hour overall. And then once you've got the individual fingers working, you then introduce different replacing patterns. So how to place your fingers in the order that will work best for your brain, generally in straight lines. And the extended patterns, sort of to fingers tucking under and thumbs turning back over the top, which is what they will need for the scales and arpeggios.
Mm. Now, when so many people volunteer to play the harp, Rowan's laughing now, but it wasn't laughing then, I think. How on earth, I can't imagine, I'm the concert manager for this thing, so for me, managing getting them on the stage is one thing, but Rowan's had to get 17 harps together with all of these new trainee harpists. Where on earth did you start to do that?
Well, because I teach, I've actually got quite a lot of harps anyway. So I've got a couple that are out in one of the schools, obviously aren't needed over the summer, quite a number that live at mine and go out and sort of short-term hires and then come back. I've got a couple out on long-term hire at the moment that will be coming back end of July, start of August, and that lines up very nicely with a couple of people who haven't been able to be here today, so I can get the harps a little later.
Mm.
A couple of them have their own. In two of the students are actually parents of former pupils of mine.
Oh,
the kids are
handy.
Now off at uni. And so the harps are at home. One of them's using the harp from school here because she works here and runs String Moves. And actually, because there are a few little harpists at String Moves, she thought doing harp would be a very good thing to get a better idea on how it works. Mm. And another one is mum to a current pupil of mine. I have just discovered one of them's borrowed one of my other pupils' harps over the summer. So he's obviously on holiday because he won't be practicing. And a couple of pupils of mine have lent their little harps, because they've got a big harp, big pedal harp, and a smaller lever harp.
Okay.
And so the lever harps are free over the summer.
But logistically,
you can't play both.
It's been quite a job, hasn't it, matching up, you know, all of these people. I mean, I always think about Nigel, who's got the job of trying to find the instruments for the other people that are volunteering to do these things, but it's quite a thing.
It's more the logistics of getting them in and getting them out.
Yes.
So I sort of started parking harps in here on Friday, and we brought the ones from the school in. I've also sent three of the smaller ones off down to Oxford. So I was in Cambridge at 7:30 on Friday morning hand them over to David,
yes.
Who's taken them down for us.
Yes.
So he went off with a carload full of harps, and I sort of waved lovingly bye-bye to them and slightly sad to see them go that far, because harps do things like break strings and stuff. Mm. And at your sort of grade one level, you're not going to be comfortable with doing things like changing strings.
Yes, I think that's
it's a little bit of a black art.
Mm.
And I know that the ones that are around here, if they break strings or they've got any concerns or the levers start making funny noises, they can always ring me up and wail for me, and I'll go over and see how they're doing.
Mm.
I think down with Oxford, I've actually got a former pupil who's a medical student and who's on rotation at John Radcliffe at the moment. So I've had a chat with her to say, would you mind if... And she's like, yeah, no problem.
So she
can
wheel it into accident and emergency then.
Something like that. No, I've given the Oxford guys, yes. The organisers down there, her details.
Yes, because it's important that our listeners know that the Oxford end of all of this is happening at exactly the same time, so they've
yes,
got their
yes, they're not quite
today.
As mad, though. They've only got five, I think. You've got just got 17 up here as well.
I'm just booking my
brilliant.
Place to go and concert manage in Oxford now, I think.
I left Rowan setting up a room full of harps and went outside to talk to Angela and Nora about the Grade 1 challenge, thinking actually I'd got the Grade 1 challenge with 17 harps to set up for the concert in September. Anyway, I started by asking Angela which instrument she had chosen and why.
I decided to learn to play the harp, mainly because we have one in our house, because two of my children play one, play the harp, and it's actually their harp teacher that's going to teach me the harp. So that will be a lot of fun.
So there'll be a Bennett family sort of harp something, won't there? Harp combination, whatever you call a group of harps.
Yes, and I'm banking on the fact that they are going to help me over the summer. I hope that's not cheating.
Oh, so you're thinking they're going to give you extra lessons.
Oh, yes.
That's very good. What about you? What are you learning?
I am learning the trombone.
Oh, gosh.
And nobody in my family plays the trombone. And in fact, nobody has ever played a brass instrument, and neither have I.
So why have you signed up to do, that's what you're wondering now, isn't it? Why have I signed
Absolutely.
Up? So what's the great draw about this amazing event?
Well, it's twofold. I think obviously the first is it's for three amazing charities. It's for very good causes, which is going to be motivating and providing the incentive for this mad next few weeks. And secondly, it's a personal challenge to do something that I haven't done before, that is about focus, that's about finding new ways of tackling things that
what do you normally play?
I would say I'm a slightly lapsed musician, but I do play the piano, and
right.
I have played the double bass and the flute in the past, so yes, trombone and brass is definitely untouched so far.
And have you had a lesson yet?
I have.
Oh, and how did that go?
It was interesting. There were some very, very strange noises coming out of the room, but it was good fun. I'm slightly scared to be going home on my own with it now, but there we go.
And it's going to sit there and look at you in the morning asking to be played.
Absolutely.
But you'll be playing with the mouthpiece. I'm told that's the crucial thing, isn't it?
I have been told to take the mouthpiece on holiday as I'm going somewhere. I can't very easily take the whole thing, so I shall be doing that.
And you've warned your neighbours?
Very keenly. I have warned my neighbours, and I've told them I'm going to go and play on their doorstep if they don't sponsor me.
So you're going to be playing at home. What have you learnt today? Oh, you haven't had your lesson.
No, I haven't had my lesson. I'm looking forward to seeing what Rowan puts my children through.
I think that's an interesting view, isn't it, when your children are there. Now you're going to be in that situation with the same teacher.
I think that's one of the challenges for me. So as grown-ups, you know, we had our first instrument music lessons when we were children, and we did lots of practice, and I think we can forget that, really, how to put ourselves out of our comfort zone and just do something that we've never done before. And I think it's hopefully going to help me with my children, my younger children who haven't really started learning anything yet, to try and get into their heads and see what it is to just do something technical that you've not really done before.
And being a beginner as an adult is quite a thing, isn't it? It's really outside your comfort zone is being that beginner.
Absolutely. I think it's very easy as a parent and as a musician to forget that sense of when you're younger and you're doing something for the first time, because you have the benefit of hindsight now. And that's another reason actually to do it, is to sort of feel that this is an opportunity to put some of that into practice.
Yeah,
it's really
absolutely.
More difficult than I imagine.
I think so. And for those people who are teaching an instrument, it really does make you analyse, I think, of those things and the assumptions that you make. And I think it's an interesting thing for the teachers teaching A, adults, and B, musicians. Because although you come in able to read the dots and knowing all of that, it's still quite a worrying thing from that point of view, isn't it? You're facing a group of musicians. So it's all guaranteed to raise the stress level, which is...
Absolutely.
So what we need now, of course, is to raise the finances. That's the most important thing. So hopefully people will donate and people will come to the concert, because the concert will be an extraordinary event. 17 harps.
Oh, yes. You can't have too
Seven
many
trombones.
Harps.
It's pretty good.
And there is our...
And right on cue, there is a harp coming round the corner. thank you very much, both of you, and I'll catch up with you as time goes on.
Excellent. Thank you.